This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sometimes a movie is just a movie. Nice pictures, good story, and you're done. Sometimes, though, a movie lives on through its music. Case in contemporary point, Fast and Furious 7, which has been gone from theaters for a while now, but the soundtrack for which has been dominating the music charts for months. It's actually part of a bigger soundtrack trend. This is the fourth soundtrack to have topped the charts in the past year. Garrick Kennedy writes on music for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
So value judgment right here up front, the Furious 7 soundtrack. Good, not good, worth it, not worth it. You're grimacing.
I wasn't expecting you to ask me if I liked it. You know, those movies, they're just not my thing.
Yeah.
So I don't always naturally attach myself to the music.
Right.
Even though I thought it was a really good soundtrack,
Right. Well, so let's talk about this for a second. How do you separate soundtrack from movie? Because that's part of what's going on in this whole thing.
I think the music has a really big part of it. Take for instance 50 Shades of Grey.
Not the greatest movie.
Decent enough book. Soundtrack super hot, and I think we saw what just happened with really successful music and how you build that into the film. So The Weeknd has his major record right now earned it, and it's from the movie. It's not something that I don't think everybody who are Weeknd fans identify the 50 Shades of Grey, but everybody that saw 50 Shades of Grey, they know this song. So this song is killing pop radio.
That is higher level culture math right there. You know? I mean, it kind of really is, because in a way you're dissociating the two.
Right.
And yet at the same time, it all kind of comes together at the
end.
It
all comes together. But then you see something like Furious 7, and that's going to have a soundtrack that's going to be a little bit more hip hop. What really helped that soundtrack, though, was the Wiz Khalifa track, See You Again,
which is a tribute
to, you know, Paul Walker, who unfortunately passed for the movie.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
That song was so hot, and it sort of was a hit in its own self just because of the nature of what the song is about. So then that translated right over to the soundtrack.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
There's another thing that's happening, not with the soundtrack really, but related to the movie, and that's Tyrese. And then he's got his own album now, Black Rose, which is doing really well. And he's sort of getting double credit for having been in the movie and then doing his own thing as well.
Number one album for him. And, you know, what's really interesting, I don't know if you saw this, but how he promoted that album is something you haven't seen. He really did grassroots. I mean, this man was on subways and he was on buses and he was peddling it, you know, really old school stuff. You know, because R&B isn't something that necessarily sells the way that hip hop or pop does. So it's harder for those artists to, you know, get themselves out there because they don't have as many platforms as these other genres do. So to see that this guy, he had a hot movie this summer and now he's like, you know, buy the record.
Right.
I know why you left me.
But most of his fans are not going to be Furious 7 fans, you know?
Okay, so no, wait, you have to explain that to me, because
he's an R&B heartthrob, so that is, you know, females. And even though Furious 7 is like a really great date movie, I don't see a lot of R&B fans who would listen to Tyrese and has supported Tyrese all these years to be like, let's go see Furious 7.
Right,
now, there's
a huge
subsect of that fan base who supports him, so they go see all these movies and they probably bought the album, but they were probably more excited about the fact that this is the first Tyrese album in a couple of years.
Huh. Do you think that studio executives, when they're putting together the soundtracks, how much attention do they devote to, let's see if we can get some bump for the movie because of the soundtrack? You got to figure it's in their wheelhouse somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, you see executives do some really cool things. I mean, look at what Hunger Games did with their last soundtrack, and they had Lorde curate it.
Welcome to your life.
I thought that was a really brilliant idea because Lorde speaks to a younger generation.
My 12-year-old knew that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, the great thing about that is Lorde is somebody who is a true artist. So it's not like, hey, let's just put together all these different like songs that could be huge records. Like, it was another cohesive soundtrack. And I think that's also why that did well, too. And you got to discover new artists on that project. You got to see collaborations you wouldn't have normally thought of. It was a really cool soundtrack.
Everybody wants
rush through the world.
The whole thing, though, that you keep saying about cohesive soundtrack, which yes. I get in principle, yeah. sort of goes against the grain of what music's been the last, I don't know, 8-10 years, where
right.
you can buy one for 99 cents, make a playlist, and do mm-hmm. all this stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, that brings you back to, if we're keeping it strictly on soundtracks, that brings you back to what was happening in the 90s, where it was always about the whole body. It was always the entire yeah. soundtrack is what, you know, you went out and bought. Just, you might not even seen the movie, especially with a lot of, you know, the 90s comedies, but the soundtrack was so solid. I mean, if you think a lot of the big records that came out, you know, in the 90s, you think of Aaliyah, you know, Brandy, all these people who had yeah. these really huge soundtrack numbers, but you don't always know what the movie was. Now, I think executives are working a little bit harder to make the music then play into the film a little bit better.
Gary Kennedy writes on music for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks so much. This was so much fun.